Okay, welcome back here to Long Shots Bar and Grill. The Boomer Coaches Show rolls on, and now we're going to talk to the guys' soccer team players, and that's senior center back Caleb Hensel and junior striker midfielder Jackson Heckert. Good evening to you guys.
Good evening.
How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
You guys ready for a big match tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, congratulations on the season so far. 10-3 coming into the district championship, playing great soccer with 5 straight wins. Let's talk about where the team is mentally and the confidence level right now. I'm going to let Caleb take that one.
Mentally, we're getting prepared for our game tomorrow. We're pretty trying to focus up a little bit, trying to lock in and get mentally prepared and physically prepared for tomorrow. Today in practice, we do pregame before our games like most days. And as we do that, we go through some scrimmaging and some formation, and we kind of get locked in and focused on the other team, make sure we know what they're going to do so we can prepare for that.
And Jackson, you guys went to the Northwest Class in tournament, and 3 of your losses are, I think the only 3 losses are in that tournament. But talk about that tournament, how that might have prepared you, playing some really good teams, and that's, you guys kind of skyrocketed out of that tournament with 5 straight wins.
Yeah, we went to that tournament getting ready for like 6A teams so we can get ready for big teams, because if we play 4A teams, like, we weren't going to get anywhere. And we played that 6A tournament without like our 3 starters. We were injured, and that was a big loss with us. And yeah, we went there to see how we would do with big teams like Clinton coming in, because they're not the same. They're not the same team as Weatherford. Weatherford's pretty easy, but Clinton is a big, different team. Like, we take them, right now, I'm taking them like a state championship game. You know, like, they're pretty good.
Caleb, let's talk about, you're a center back. So, for the people that don't know anything about soccer at home, including myself, I don't know much, but I know a little bit. Let's educate our listeners. What are your duties on the field when you're on the field?
Okay, as center back, there's normally 2 center backs. And so basically it's like the last line of defense before the keeper. We are the defenders, and there's 4 defenders kind of. And so 2 center backs and then 2 outside backs. But as a center back, if the striker is expecting the ball, one of the center backs needs to step to him and the other one needs to drop and cover. So if I get beat, if I have step, then there's always my other center back there to protect me and make sure that he can play defense and, block the ball before it gets to Evan, our keeper. And so we go up on corner kick sometimes, because most of the time we're the biggest and, the strongest on the field. We go up there, try to head the ball in for a corner. We really just try to lock down on defense and make sure the other team doesn't score on us. So
would it the correct analogy for another sport, like in football? Like, you have a cornerback and you have a safety. That safety would be your second center back, and you would be the cornerback, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
There you go. Okay. I understand. I got it.
Yep.
And I'm going to ask you the same question. You're a midfielder and also a striker. So talk about your duties on the pitch when you're on the field.
So basically, when I'm a midfielder, you basically control the whole team. You have the vision. You have the ability to control the game, because you're the one who have to find to go score. And if you lose the ball right there, they got to struggle defending the ball. So you're basically the playmaker. You play make to go score a goal. You defend also. So you do most of the running. But as a striker, my job is to go score a goal. If I score goals, that can win us game. If I don't, that can lose us games. Basically, the same thing as a center back. If they defend well, we win a game. If they don't give up a goal, we win a game. We score up top, we win a game.
Well, let's talk about last week. I'm coming to you, Caleb, next. You had 2 games against Classen SAS and Elgin. Let's talk about, first of all, the Classen SAS game. With those 2 games, were you guys full strength, or were you still playing without some people that were injured?
So those 2 games, as far as I'm aware, we had everybody there. And, we were going full strength as hard as we could go. We go into games prepared to do the best we can, and we're qualified to do that. So, yeah, we were going in as hard as we could with everyone we had. So, yeah.
What were your takeaways from, the Classen and the Elgin games? They were pretty easy wins for you guys, but what were your overall thoughts on the games?
I think they helped us, get ready for our game against Clinton tomorrow. those games are a lot easier than, say, like Jackson said about the 6A tournament that we went to. Compared to those teams, the guys we play are not as hard, but going into Clinton, you know, we, like Jackson said, I would say the 6A tournament prepared us a lot more for hard teams like Clinton than our regular season games like the ones we had last couple weeks.
And, you know, Jackson, I'm going to ask you this. What do you think, where do you think the team is firing on all cylinders right now? And what do you think also means to have some little bit more improvement for tomorrow's match?
I mean, I think we can have, like, we can improve in every position we have. Like, center back, I think we got to go win the ball. Like, sometimes we get lazy. And, like, when we play Klassen and Elgin, when we played those games, like, a day before the game, we started playing around because we know they were easy, you know? But on Clinton's game, we can't take it that easy. We got to all be focused and go hard. And every position, we got to score goals. They got to defend as hard as they can.
I'm coming to you, Caleb. What are the challenges that Clinton's going to give you tomorrow night? What most concerns you when you're on the pitch with them?
Well, watching film on them, we've found out they have got three guys that like to stay pretty far up on the field, right by me and my other defenders, and they like to kind of hang out there. And so their best three guys are their top guys, and those are the playmakers, ones that are going to go score. Challenges for that would be just, you know, we got to lock down on defense and make sure that they don't have time to catch the ball and then make a play and go score. We need to be on them at all times. We need to focus up and make sure that we're doing everything right and make sure that they don't score.
And Jackson, what are the keys to beating Clinton tomorrow in the match offensively and then almost, you know, maybe expand a little bit more on defense too as well?
Basically, as everyone says, teamwork. Teamwork is the most important thing to do. Like, we can go score goals and everything, but we got to work as a team. And we got to attack them. They got weak spots. We know the weak spots. They got strong sides. We know the strong sides. But we got to attack to beat them and not give them the ball and keep the ball the whole time.
So a big match tomorrow. What would you guys say to the crowd that, you know, to get people out to watch this game? And, you know, soccer is sometimes a little slow. And, you know, it can be a little boring. But tell everybody why they need to come out tomorrow and watch that ball game.
Well, like we said earlier, our other games haven't been as you know, exciting. We've kind of been, you know, loafing around. It hasn't been as much of a challenge. Now this game is going to be the hardest game we've played yet and the most important game we've played. So you're not going to want to miss it. We're going to be going as full tilt. We're going to be going as hard as we can, as strong as we can. As, you know, we're going to be in our best shape, and I think it's going to be an interesting one to watch. So
I think they should come out and watch because this game is like state finals. It doesn't matter what it is, but it is a state finals because we beat this team. I think we have a great chance of going through state, you know, because we get the easy bracket, we're in it. And when I see the other brackets, when I look them up, they're not as good as us and Clinton. So basically, like, we win this game, easy bracket, and we probably meet up at state again, us and Clinton, you know. So this is a big game for everyone.
Well, obviously, Jackson, you are a junior.
Yes, sir.
And Caleb, you're a senior. So I you probably got some college plans down the road to play soccer. But, Caleb, what about you? Are you planning to play soccer anywhere?
No, I don't think so. I'm probably just going to go to Oklahoma Christian. I got a really good academic scholarship there, and soccer is kind of just my hobby. I love playing soccer. I love playing with Jackson and these guys. But it's more of just a high school gig for me. I'm going to probably go on to just study in college and get a degree and, you know, focus on getting a job and that kind of thing.
Do you have any idea what you're going to focus on in college?
Yeah, I'm going to be a business marketing major. Nice. At Oklahoma Christian, and hopefully, you know, run a business and be successful.
So. And I'm sure this one right here, I'm sure he's already got some eyes on him from,
oh, yeah,
from lots of teams. And, but like I said, he's only a junior. But, guys, thanks for coming on. Good luck tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
That was Caleb Hansel and Jackson Heckert. And on the other side of the break, we're going to have the head coach himself, J.P. Cirkey. You're listening to the Boomers Coaches Show on Z92. Hey, welcome back here to the Boomers Coaches Show, sponsored by High Plains Tire, if I can get that out. We are now joined by the head coach of the boys team, J.P. Cirkey. And also, bonus, we got an assistant coach, Chris Godwin, with us. How are you guys doing tonight?
Blessed. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Well, you got a big game tomorrow. Five straight wins after the Northwest Classen tournament, Coach, and you have to be happy about where the team is right now and the opportunity to win a district title. Let's recap last week's games against Classen SAS and Elgin, and give me your takeaways from each of those games.
We had some good things. We started off really well against both of those teams. Jumped on them early. But then we got comfortable and had a little lull, so we got to use that as a teaching moment. And we talked about it at halftime and came back out like against Elgin and jumped on them and got two more real quick. And then got everybody else in, got lots of experience for everybody in those games. I think everybody off the bench got in by, 30 minutes to go in the match. I think starters only played about 10 minutes in the Classen SAS game in the second half, and then about 25 minutes left into the Elgin game, everybody was in. So we got lots of experience into that.
Saw that facility on Facebook. I have to brag on that facility. It is a very nice facility that Elgin has down there.
Yes, they've got a nice setup. It's definitely something to be envious of.
Seems like we're envious of a lot of people when we go play
for
somebody.
For anybody that's listening out there, it sure would be nice to have a facility like that here in Woodward.
And I am a proponent of that as well. So, we just had Caleb and Jackson on earlier here on the show. Either one of you could talk about them and what they bring to the field when they're on the pitch and how are they, really good leaders on this team?
Well, from my experience, just kind of having Jackson as a little bit of a spark plug, any time we need to put him on the field anywhere, he's receptive to it and takes on the role head on and adapts and helps the team out in whatever capacity is asked of them. And then on the other side, putting Caleb at center back, we kind of, we grew Caleb underneath us, and this year he took on that role. Last year he got that opportunity to step into that role, but we were cut short, and so he missed out on a lot of playing experience, a lot of game time, just due to the pandemic kind of taking over the season and kind of cutting us short. But this year we really kind of leaned on him and kind of demanded him to kind of step into that role, and he took it with grace, and he's been working ever since towards it.
Well, Coach, we had you on a couple weeks ago after the Northwest Classen tournament that you had three losses, but it turns out, and I asked the kids this just a minute ago, that actually prepared you, after, because you've had five wins, that's prepared you for, your district games. Where have you seen the improvement in this team the last couple weeks?
Well, in that Classen tournament, we came out, and we were facing some very good teams. And we lost the first two games, and they were tight games. The Santa Fe South game kind of got away there towards the end. They scored three goals in the last 8 minutes of the match. It just kind of fell apart for us. So we used that as a learning experience. We had some injuries come in. We were able to kind of get them healed up. We started our first two district matches down three guys. So we got some guys with some experience there now, so it gave us a little bit more depth on our bench. We've got pretty much everybody healthy. We've got a couple of guys with just some nagging stuff. But we're starting to gel. The guys are getting back together. They're not waiting for somebody to move somewhere. They know where they're going before they get the ball. And so it's good to see them grow as a group.
And Chris, you're assistant coach on the team. What's your role on the team, and what maybe positions do you kind of coach up?
As far as position base, the whole team kind of just interchanges throughout the whole entire game. So there really isn't position-based coaching, but a little bit of strategy. But my main kind of, I guess, role is, and I was just talking to Jackson about it, and I observe. I'm the film study guy. I observe other teams' tendencies, and I really, really kind of train my mind to think how they think, and then I bring it to the practice field and prep us for, kind of put our JV guys in spots to kind of replicate that until we do play them. But, game day, I'm the biggest supporter. I'm the guys that need to hear me. I'm there in their ears supporting them, and then the guys that don't need to hear me, but just need to be talked to, I'm still there. So game day wise, you know, I'm just everyone's biggest supporter. But in the practice week, I'm the film study. I'm kind of prepping things just to give us a good look to know what we're going to see whenever match day comes.
Well, it's the Boomers and the Red Tornadoes tomorrow for the district championship at Boomer Field. We're going to take a final break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about that match after this. You're listening to the Boomers Coaches Show on Z92. Hey, welcome back to the Boomers Coaches Show, and we roll on. And we got the big game tomorrow, guys, and it's Clinton's in town for the district title game, and we're hosting, so that's a good thing, and we're at home. But let's talk about, you know, the district title game tomorrow night, and it's going to be on Z92. What challenges does Clinton present to you in tomorrow's match?
Clinton is an attack-heavy team. They're going to challenge us. They'll try to challenge us vertically. They'll challenge us with speed. They'll take lots of chances. There'll be some offsides calls for them. Hopefully we're prepared. Coach Godwin, Chris has put us in a phenomenal position in film study and showing us tendencies that they have and giving us an opportunity to succeed. So hopefully Caleb and the boys in the back are prepared for that. And the best part about it is I think our five guys we've got on the front half of the field are going to show them a lot more than what they're used to seeing.
Are you seeing anything else on film there, Chris?
Not anything that, you know, really, I mean, really, we're just going to have to come out and play. At this point, you know, early on in the season, we were always kind of looking at numbers. We got to get our, you know, 4 points for district matches, you know, and this was two games into it, and you know, right after Elk City. And so that was the early conversation. And then, you know, JP just put it flat, hey, we just got to win them all, and then you know, no one can say anything about it. So at the end of the day, we've prepped, we've studied, you know, we'll do a little bit tonight, but at the end of the day, we're going to show up tomorrow and put our best effort out there.
And having said all that, what are the keys to tomorrow's match offensively and defensively to get a district title?
We talked yesterday in a short film session, we talked about just staying real even, not experiencing the highs and the lows, not to be that roller coaster. That when we score, we're excited for a second, and then we're back to even kilter. Nothing changes. If we give one up, nothing changes. We stay even kilter, and we just progress and play our game and stay in our style of play. So that's the biggest key is not to have the highs and the lows, because those lows are when you get bit.
And this is, you know, you've already had your senior night with SAS Classen, but this is kind of a de facto senior night, last regular season game at Boomer Field. Talk about your senior class this year.
Yeah, these guys have been a lot of fun. Chris and I were talking a couple weeks ago about when they were freshmen, and we've gone back and found some pictures and some videos of them when they were freshmen, and we joke with them a lot. It's been tough for them because last year was their year to learn how to be leaders, and they didn't really get to experience that. So they've had to take that on this year to – you know, just kind of cold, and they've done a good job. They've become leaders. They're leading by example. Uriel's really our outspoken verbal leader. Adolfo works hard, but we've got other seniors that are just they really take on the role, and it's bleeding all the way down to the sophomores that are starting and in the varsity lineup that are getting lots of minutes. It's just funneling all the way through. Aaron Friday's one who tomorrow could really have a breakout night. He's a big matchup concern for them in the way we play and the way we line up. He could have a huge night tomorrow. He's one of those senior guys. Caleb, Carlos Rosales, senior guy. He's the other center back. Those guys are the key for us tomorrow. If they can keep us organized from the back and protect us on that end, then we'll be all right. Evan Dunn, you know, if they make a mistake, he's going to come up with a big save. The guy has phenomenal reactions back there. He'll come up big for us a couple of times. And then if they can keep it settled down to only a couple of shots, Evan will take care of those, and the guys up front will finish it.
Well, Coach Cherokee, Coach Godwin, thanks for coming on, and I appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Thanks.